Hello.
Hello there, is it Paul?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Paul. It's Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. You made an inquiry for to us in regards to your time in care in Scotland, if you remember.
I think that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was quite a time ago, Paul. We're giving you a call just obviously, you know, get that set up for you and carry on the process. Now's a good time for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to confirm with yourself, Paul, I've got your name is Paul McFarlane, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic, Paul. Got an email here for you, paul.mcfarlane284@gmail.com, is that correct as well?
Yes.
Yep, fantastic. And of course, Paul, your mobile number, the one we're calling you on today, yeah? That's one for you.
Yeah, it's 076 at the end.
Yep, perfect, Paul. Now, Paul, could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Paul?
05/02/1968.
Perfect. And just your door number and your postcode, please.
Number 7. Postcode, yep. 221-3BD.
3 Bravo Bravo. Yeah. Okay. Is it Huntershill Street?
So, 3DB. Delta Blue.
Ah, Buxburn Road.
Buxburn Road. No.
Not Buxburn Road. So I've got totally G21. Yep.
G21-3BD.
Oh, it was BD. Sorry, but I had the way around. I apologise.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not wrong news away.
Sorry, Burns Close. Yeah, in Glasgow. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. What number is it there, Paul?
Number 7.
Number 7. Okay, let's add this down for you. Number 7. Okay. Now, Paul, have you ever been known by any other names at all in the past?
No.
No? Okay. No problem. Fine. And Paul, now we're going to ask some questions in regards to your family, because when we do a search for you to the local authorities, as you can imagine, there may be 100,000 people called Paul McFarlane. So what we'd like to do is get relatives, just so we can obviously find your file.
I don't have a family.
Do you know who your family was before you went into care at all, Paul?
I do know who my family was, but I don't want to know them. I don't have nothing to do with them whatsoever.
Yeah, no worries, we can leave that one for you then, Paul, that's no problem. Like, with these questions, Paul, if there is anything you don't know, don't worry about it, just let me know. We'd just like to get as much information as possible.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, what age did you go into care at?
7.
7, okay. And do you know what local authority you was cared under? Was it Glasgow, by any chance?
No, it was Dumfries and Galloway.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Now, I know you obviously don't know many of your family there, Paul. Do you know if you've got any siblings or not, or is that the same as the parents' question?
No, I don't have any to do with anything.
No, worries.
I'm just on the order. In fact, I'm slapping with a court order so they don't go at my funeral. I don't like them. I don't like them. They're just horrible people. They're not even worth talking about.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Like I say, we can leave that blank for you. Do you know what establishment you're placed into, so what children's home you went into, Paul?
Well, the children's home I went to was Ladyfield West, Dumfries, Glencave Road.
Yeah, and how long were you in there for, Paul?
18 months.
18 months, okay. That's fine. And, Paul, this is a question we do need to ask. So if something, God forbid it does, was to happen to you in the next year, who would you like your money to go to? Who would you like your beneficiary to be?
I'll just give it to RSPCA.
Okay, I'll get down for you. That's fine. Okay. And Paul, what was the reason why you went into care? What was the reason why you got placed into the care home?
I went to care because I was getting bullied, and I bullied the people back, and they just decided to send me there. No, one thing used to say you ask a home if you stole an apple.
Yeah. No.
And they just didn't understand me because they didn't have the, you know, they were that's pretty stupid. You know.
Yeah. No, that's
what I was just, you know, just put doing this bad boys, why put my nail bad girl? Wasn't in the case, you know?
Yeah. No, I certainly just tried putting you in there thinking that would help. Now Paul, in regards to your time in care, what kind of abuse was you facing?
Yeah, physical, mental. Suffering from malnutrition.
Yep.
And basically the staff were just bad asses to watch me.
Yep. Okay.
And I got quite physically attacked with pupils as well. which the staff turned a blind eye. When I attacked him, I was punished.
Okay.
That was the sort of thing that was going on.
In fact,
the reporter's actually taking a statement off, and I will be interviewed by him, and they will be, they're going to be doing some of it. I mean, they had the cheek to apologise for what they've done to you and other people. When he's clearly denied it for day one, says it never happened. I was in another place called Dr. Leonardo's home, and just outside Kilmarnock. These places were a breeding ground for paedophiles, perverts, vile people, and bullies. That's what it was for. And they used to
be
free toys. There's no getting away from it. No,
that's okay.
And people like me, I'm not going to let it go. I don't care how much money the government gives me or what they give me. I'm not letting it go. I want them in court. And even you get them in body court, they do nothing to them. So up the rest, don't do that again. Shocking.
No, see, you get more for, you know, murder these days, Paul, than a lot of these people do. Stealing a chocolate bar from a shop than a lot of these people do. It's terrible.
Go and rob a bank, see how many years you get. Or a full soap.
And that's it, they just get away.
You've been there for a murder on Sunday.
That's it, Paul. Like I say, people have been getting away with it for years. They shouldn't really be doing it. At the end of the day, you know, if you're in a position of care, you should be really caring for the people and not doing what a lot of these people are doing.
They were getting paid to bully people. That's what they were getting paid to do. Absolutely. Resisting people.
Yeah. Now, Paul, there is two things we do require from you. So we do require photo ID and proof of address. Now, Paul, this can be a driving licence, a passport or a bus pass. So, do you have one of those at the moment, a driving licence, a bus pass, or a bus? Perfect, Paul. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look on WhatsApp, Paul, I've just sent you a message. Because all we need is a picture of your driving licence, and then any letter you've got dated in the last 3 months. So, any letter whatsoever, it just needs to have the date on it of any time after January, really. Now, Paul, if you can open that WhatsApp message, you'll see that there.
Well, I'll send that in the next couple of weeks. I'm sure my letters out, so I'm not going anywhere. To be honest with you.
Yeah, no worries.
I will have some.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you can, just for now, Paul, if you want to just take a picture of your driving licence just for now, it just means we can start the claim for you, rather than sat in limbo while we wait.
Now, what is this claim? I'm already claimed. I've already had money after redress.
You will have, Paul, that's not a problem, but it won't have been the full amount, because what redress do is they pay you around £10,000, whereas the average refund for this type of thing is around £45,000 to £68,000. So, like I say, there is still money to claim. Even if you have had a partial refund, Paul, we can still obviously get more back for you, just the way it goes.
When I got paid out, I never got paid out where I should have been paid out.
That's what I mean, Paul. So what redress do normally... So what they do, Paul, basically redress, is they just throw an offer at you. Normally around, you know, under £10,000, but like I say, we are able to get more back due to this, because at the end of the day, you've only got $10,000 less back there, Paul. Like I say, you've not had the full entitlement, so it's not really a problem. But like I say, Paul, all I need... You had what, sorry?
I paid more than £10,000.
You have? No problem. Yeah. How much roughly was it there, Paul?
40. They gave me at least half of what they should have given me, because that's in the graph. And the graph tells you whatever's happened to you, how much you should get. The problem was, the mistake I made was I trusted redress, who are sons of bitches, and I should have went to somebody like Didby Brown, and they were sorting out Thompson's. They were hopeless.
Yep.
They were hopeless. They told me I couldn't take them to court, the people who had done this, because they never wrote a confession letter. What a load of baloney. Seriously.
Because they've never owned up to it, you could make a claim.
They never put in my notes what they've done to me. But see, one of the things they did put in the notes is, I don't masturbate. It's 7-year-old. Who puts that? That is absolutely disgusting.
It's very weird, isn't it?
You couldn't make that up. But that's what they wrote in the notes. Because they never thought the notes would be read. Oh, let's just write that. And other things have gone up, which the lawyer does say they did write a few things they shouldn't have wrote, but not enough to take them to court. So I sacked her. She's just completely useless then.
No child even should even know what that is at that age, to be fair. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're 7 years old, just they were playing with toys and stuff, not...
Exactly. You know,
like that. No, that's it. So Paul, as you know, there is three ways you can receive a redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself for a solicitor, which you did obviously recently. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, Paul, we don't participate in the government legal fee schemes. If you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, what that is there, Paul, it's a no-win, no-fee service, and it's just 16% of anything you get back. Now, the solicitor, of course, there's VAT on there, 4% there, Paul, okay. Now, Paul, if you look on your text messages now, you should have a text message from myself and also a WhatsApp. All I need you to do, Paul, go on, sorry, Paul.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, right, I don't think you'll be able to claim money from me, but if you think you can, fair enough. I've already been told by Dudley Brown because I signed the wafer. I can't claim them anymore.
Yeah, they make everyone do that, Paul, to be fair. In regards to redress, like I say, they paid you anything, we can normally get you more. Because, like I say, redress is normally offered a low-ball amount. So, wherever you are, you probably do a lot more from that.
Well,
it's definitely worth still looking into, Paul.
Well, that's it.
At the end of the day, that's it, Paul. It's a no-win, no-fee as well. So, if nothing does come from it, it's not going to cost you an absolute penny, Paul. So, Paul, if you can open WhatsApp for me, Paul, you should see a message from myself. My name's Ben.
Right, Ben, I'm going to do that. Right. Okay.
Now, all I need you to do, Paul, is click the camera button on the right-hand side once you've opened the message and just take a picture of your driving licence, Paul. Should just let you click the camera and take a picture and send it straight away, fella.
Okay, hold on. No, somebody else is coming up.
Yep, open the message. I don't think you've opened the WhatsApp message there, Paul. You know, the one I've sent you. I'll put this message so you can see it. So,
what do I press?
So if you open, if you've opened the open WhatsApp message on your phone, just open it for me.
Message, right.
Click that for me, Paul. That. And then when the chat opens, obviously you'll see both of my messages. And then on the right-hand side, you'll see a camera and a microphone. If you click the camera, it'll let you take a picture and send it straight to me.
Right. I hate to be frank, but I can't. I'm playing it hard today. I'm in it, your message. So I go to my camera now.
Yeah, so what you need to do is open the message first of all. And then when you open the message, Paul, so I don't think you've got it open. I think you're just looking at it at the moment. So if you actually click the message.
Well, I'll take the phone. Hold on a minute. Hold on a second. We can do it this way. Right. And I can't see you in the bloody... Nine. I'll get my money back. Is that you?
That's the one, pal. So open that message for me.
I'm not sending you this.
Yeah, go for it.
Right. Did you receive that?
I've got that, Paul. That's great stuff. So last thing we need from you, Paul, now, like I say, is the document we sent to you via text and email. So if you go onto your text messages, Paul, there's a link for you to press. And then all you do, Paul, is scroll right down to the bottom and you'll see a box that says sign here and a button above it which says execute. So all we need to do on that last bit.
I'll get there. Just takes me a bit longer, but I usually always get there, believe me. Right, so what do you press?
No worries. So when you open the link, when you press the link, you'll see part one, part three, fee clarity.
Yeah.
If you go past all of those, scroll right down to the bottom, you'll see a white box. It'll say sign here, and there's a button, a blue button above it, which says execute all documents.
Does this sign first?
You got to sign it first, then click execute.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, dear. Hold on.
I know, it takes time, is it, Paul? No rush, Paul.
No, I'm trying to delete. Wait, that's me.
Oh, okay. There's a section where it says clear signature. Or clear something, it says. Let's have a word, it says. Clear signature pad. Let's see what I delete.
There you go. Like that.
Let's have a look, Paul.
Let's that.
Perfect, Paul. That's all done for you. So, The part, right. All we need later on, like say, once you get a moment, you know, once you're at home and you read it, or you find a letter, just any letter dated in the last 3 months, any letter whatsoever, Paul, okay?
Okay. How long is this going to take?
So it is normally around 8 months there, Paul, for a full claim to be constructed. But you will receive a call from our caseworker within the next 72 hours, and it'll be from an 0161 number, Paul. So keep a lookout for that 0161 number. His name's Michael, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Paul. Well, that's everything we needed from you today, Paul. So like I said, we're going to give this another go for you. If you do need anything in the meantime, Paul, just send me a quick WhatsApp message, okay?
I will, okay.
Perfect, Paul. It's been a pleasure getting this out for you, Paul. Do you want to go
for your help. And hopefully you get something back. Ach, well, here's something. Right, catch you later.
That's it, Paul.
Bye.
Cheers, Paul. Thanks for your time.